Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you because it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how did you get out of answering questions 2 weeks in a row?
Lucky me. I guess rank has its privileges.
I suppose. And thanks once again to our special guest answerer from last week's show, Jim Lavoulis. Thank you, Jim.
And his name served as our challenge.
That's right. I said start with the name of our special guest, Jim Lavoulis. Change one letter to an E, and you can rearrange the result to spell the first names, five letters each, of two people each known for starring in movie musicals in the 1960s. What are the names?
Well, thankfully, a childhood Viva Las Vegas habit helped me get Elvis and Julie.
That's right, as in Presley and Andrews.
You just have to swap out the M.
That's right. Change the M to an E, and you can do all that.
Well, Mike, today is January 10th, or 110.
Okay. Is that the question? True.
You're a math professor, so you know that when you write the date out, at least here in the U.S., it looks like 1/10.
Okay.
On today's show, you'll have to do some mental division. Each correct answer will be 1/10 of the expected number. Together since 1981 and featuring WAMC pal Natalie Merchant until 1993, what's the name of the band whose hit singles include Because the Night, a Bruce Springsteen cover, and These Are Days, both of which are featured in a 1993 Unplugged performance?
So the answer I'm supposed to give is 1,000 Maniacs.
You got it.
Okay, yes, because the actual answer is 10,000 Maniacs. If you divide by 10, you get 1,000 Maniacs.
You've got it. Okay, you might need some pen and paper for this next one.
Okay.
What amount of time is measured in daylights, sunsets, midnights, cups of coffee, inches, miles, laughter, and strife, according to a Jonathan Larson song that features in a 1996 Broadway show?
Okay, so the answer you want me to give is 52,560 minutes.
Yes. And why is that?
Because the song is 525,600 minutes. And I apologize to everybody that is now in your head for possibly that long.
One thing they tell you in public radio is don't do a lot of numbers on the air.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're welcome.
The title Distance Traveled in Search of a Sea Monster by Captain Nemo and his Nautilus crew, according to an 1870 novel that was first published in French.
So the answer is 2,000 leagues.
Instead of?
20,000 leagues.
Yes.
Under the sea, specifically.
And can you name the author?
Jules Verne.
Excellent job. Subject of a Best Picture Oscar nominee starring James Franco, it's how long Aaron Ralston worked to escape being trapped by a boulder in Utah in 2003.
Now you got decimals going in this one now. It's not fair. 12.7 hours.
Right. And of course, that's from 127 Hours, a particularly gruesome film.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the memoir it's based on is Between a Rock and a Hard Place. And finally, considered one of the most important magical realist novels, what Gabriel Garcia Marquez masterwork focuses on seven generations of the Buendia family in Colombia?
So that is 10 years of solitude.
Yep. And I don't know exactly how many episodes, but for the first time, the novel's being adapted onto the screen, and it'll be done by who else? Netflix, this year.
So that means that every episode's going to be a year, so it's going to be 100 episodes.
Something like that.
That's what they're going to do.
Well, Mike Nothnagel went 10 out of 10 or 5 for 5. Definitely better than 1/10 today. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or after you get your calculator to stop smoking, head on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions, or 0.2 extra credit questions that Ian has for us, or 0.1 challenge. Ian?
Start with the word denominator. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a word for a person who often relocates and a word related to navigation. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.